Liturgical Day. Sunday, the 26th, in Ordinary Time. The Gospel according to St. Mark. John said to him, Master, we saw someone who drove out demons by calling upon your name. We tried to forbid him because he does not belong to our group. Jesus answered, Do not forbid him, for no one who works a miracle in my name can soon after speak evil of me. For whoever is not against us is for us. If anyone gives you a drink of water because you belong to Christ and bear his name, truly I say to you, he will not go without reward. If anyone should cause one of these little ones who believes in me to stumble and sin, it would be better for him to be thrown into the sea with a great millstone around his neck. If your hand makes you fall into sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life without a hand than with two hands to go to hell, to the fire that never goes out. And if your foot makes you fall into sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life without a foot than with both feet to be thrown into hell. And if your eye makes you fall into sin, tear it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than keeping both eyes to be thrown into hell, where the worms that eat them never die, and the fire never goes out. Our commentary is by Father Valentí Alonso y Roch, from El Prat de Llobregat, Barcelona, Catalonia. No one works a miracle in my name can soon after speak evil of me. Today, following the example of the most modern TV producer, we are given to see Jesus conjuring images of unstoppable fire and worms into a place we have to avoid by all means, into hell. Quote, where the worms that eat them never die and the fire never goes out, unquote. It is a vivid description of the state a person may attain when his or her life has not carried him where he wants to go. It could be compared to the moment when, while driving our car, we take the wrong road by thinking it's the right one, and we end up in an unknown place, not knowing where we are, and where we did not certainly want to go. We have to avoid it, no matter how, even if we have to get rid of some apparently unalienable things, with our hands, without feet, without eyes. We have to have the strong desire to enter into the kingdom of God, even if we have to go without an essential part of ourselves. It is possible that this gospel may incite us to mull over something we may have very dear to us, but that prevents us from seeing God, or even worse, that pushes us away from God. The same Jesus leads us to look for the sin responsible for all our failings, hands, feet, and eyes. Jesus speaks about anyone that could cause one of these little ones who believe in him to stumble and sin. Quote, to cause someone to sin is to turn someone away from God. Unquote. We therefore appraise in every person his nearness to Jesus, the faith he may have. Jesus teaches us we do not have to belong to the 12 or to be one of his most intimate disciples to be able to stay beside him. For whoever is not against us, we read, is for us. However, some might imply our salvation is a very simple thing, but it is not. Our salvation is an accomplished fact only if we are in Christ. It is a lesson of today's gospel. Many are those who, because of their deeds, are closer to the kingdom of God than we may think. As St. Teresa of Lisieux admitted, quote, the Lord cannot reward me for my deeds, thus I hope he will reward me for his, unquote.